Das Chazor sich in der Sprache zu sagen, wie wir Yehuda mit sich des Chzubes darf Lamed sein. Fragen wir, Papa Bashmuel erst, in our Mishnah, Yehuda says that we don't presume that a captured woman was violated, but in the Brice, Yehuda says that a captured woman has to wait 3 months before getting married to make sure she wasn't pregnant from her captors, which means that we do presume she was violated. Rabbi Yossi said, Rabbi Yossi argues with Yehuda, he says she can get married immediately, so we see that it's a steer of Rabbi Yehuda of Yehuda. Rabbi Yosef didn't know what to answer, but Papa Bashmuel said, that Rav Sheshe said, the case in the Brice is where she was seen being violated. Fragen wir, if so, why is Rabbi Yossi allowed to get married immediately if we saw her be violated? So Rabbi said, Rabbi Yossi holds that such women have methods of preventing themselves from becoming pregnant, either by using a cloth or by turning themselves over right after the bia. Rabbi Yehuda, on the other hand, holds that these methods are not always performed perfectly, and therefore we still have to be concerned that maybe we became pregnant, and therefore we have to wait and see.
Mishnah says,
we learned that the source for this rule is the pasuk of Ketevish Osoy, not Lo Yiyah Osoy. The Gemara says, one pasuk needed to teach that when a person's chayav misa and money, so he's potter over there from the money, because we think over there is a loss of life, so maybe one punishment is enough. The other pasuk teaches that even if a person's only chayav malkas and money, but over there we would think that maybe the avera is not so severe, so therefore that's why one punishment really is enough, because the aveira is not so severe. In fact, according to Rameyu, says that someone gets malchus and does pay money, why are both psukim needed? Said, one pasuk teaches when a person chayav misa and money that one is a punishment to the body and one is to the pocketbook, so only one can be done. But maybe when one's misa and malchus, it's both to the person, so maybe it's like one long misa, maybe we should do it. There's even another puzzle to teach, that even mamisa and malchus, also, we don't give two punishments to the body either. In fact, Gemara Pasuk says, Le'sikhu kaifer le'nefesh re'tzeach, don't take money for the life of a murderer. Why is that pasuk needed? Gemara says, the pasuk is teaching that we don't take money from a murderer, and in that way, exempt him from being put to death. In fact, Gemara Pasuk says, Le'sikhu kaifer lanus el'ir miklotay, meaning don't take money for someone who ran to Golos. Why is that pasuk needed? Gemara says, the pasuk is teaching that we don't take money for a murderer, and in that way, exempt him from having to go into Golos when he killed B'shoigig. Why are both psukim needed? Where it says one is needed for Shoigig, one is needed for Mezid. Because if it would only say a pasuk by Mezid, we would say that over there we can't take money because the punishment for the Avera is so severe and grave, and that's why we can't accept money and exempt him from Misa. But when it's only a Shoigig, maybe we could take money and exempt him from Golos. If we'd only have to get a Shoigig, we'd say we don't take money over there because he's not losing his life. But by Mezid, where the taking money would prevent him from losing his life, maybe we should take the money. That's why we need both psukim to teach us these things. Gemara Pasuk says that the kapara for a murderer can only take place with the killing of the murderer. Why is that pasuk needed? Where it says teaching that if after the egla harufa process we find the murderer, he still has to be put to death. In fact, Gemara Pasuk says, you should clean out the murderers from among you. Why is that Pasuk needed? Gemara says it teaches that the death penalty of Sayif is done at the person's neck, not from some other type of stabbing or cutting, and this is learned from a comparison to Egla Rufa. In fact, Gemara Pasuk says, anyone who has been condemned to death must be put to death and shall not be redeemed. What is that Pasuk teaching? Gemara says it teaches that a person who has been sentenced to death no longer has the value for someone who gives a neder of an Erechen. In fact, according to Rabbi Hanani ben Kavi, who said that the person does have an Erech value, what is this Pasuk teaching? He says he uses it for the like Rabbi Shmuel, the Bnei Shel Rechem and Breika and a Brisa, who says that we would think that just like one who's chayiv misa at the hands of Shemayim, bidei Shemayim, can give money and get a kapara like kaifer, maybe the same should be true for someone who's chayiv misa and bezdin. The pasuk therefore teaches that money can't take the place of the death penalty. In fact, Mara, we can learn this from the pasuk of Leisichu Kaifer mentioned above. Mara says if we only had that pasuk, we would say that an action carrying the death penalty, for which there is no kapara when done b'shoigig, can't be substituted with money. But such an action which does have a kapara when done b'shoigig, maybe could be substituted with money. The other pasuk therefore teaches that neither of these can be substituted for money. In fact, Mara, we already learned this. Rava asked. We already learned this concept from Chizkiya. From the Gemara earlier, he learns it from Makai Behema, that if a Sayif is Shoig, Sayif is Meis, doesn't make a difference, that one who's Chayav Meis does not pay money. So how could this pasuk be used for that? I think we'll pick up with this Gemara, Mitzvah, the next daf.